Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a blessed day. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Listen, I don't know who needs to hear this, but their opinion does not matter. Okay? People's opinions do not matter. You are who you say you are. 100%. And so don't let people get to you by whatever they think or whatever they say, because chances are they honestly don't know anything. Let's be real here. As humans, we're on this planet. We live here, right? But beyond that, what do we really know? Like, nothing. And I know they say knowledge is power, and I also believe that in a way. But at the same time, it's just funny to think that there's so much out there that we can't know. Literally, there's a whole universe out there of wonders and things that we just don't know about. So it's kind of silly to think like all humans know everything. So when it comes to a person and their opinion, it's their opinion, right? It's valid. They can have it, but it doesn't matter beyond that. It only is valid if you give it value, if that makes sense. So beyond that, if a person doesn't like you, they think your outfits are ugly, they think your face is ugly, or they think you don't matter as a human, their opinion does not matter. Your opinion only matters in what you think of yourself and how you view yourself and how you love yourself. Because honestly, those that really love themselves, when someone says something that they don't like, they could care less because they're confident within themselves. And let's talk about insecurity, because so many of us struggle with insecurities. I myself, I'm only human, so of course I have insecurities. And I'm not gonna tell y'all my insecurities because you're not about to use, have no ammo against me. No, I'm just playing. But literally, they just don't matter. But personally, I've had, I'm gonna say, a good year to kind of deal with my insecurities. First, just noting what they were and what triggers them and where they come from. And then just, doing whatever I could to, I'm not gonna say learn how to deal with them, but yeah, like grow from them where they won't affect me the same ever again. Because there was a point where I would get insecure from like walking into a store and feeling like everybody is looking at me. Well, for many reasons, one being because I'm not ugly, so that was one reason, but also because I'm black. So I always, garner attention when you go into a store full of everyone that isn't black, if that makes sense. But yeah, so I used to have all these little weird insecurities and stuff, many more, but this is just a little light example of one, or light example of some of the insecurities. And so I had to learn how to deal with those in order to just exist and have a comfortable existence. Because hey, at the end of the day, people are gonna think what they wanna think, they're gonna believe what they wanna believe, they're gonna say what they wanna say. It has nothing to do with you. That's all them and whatever they're going through, or whatever their situations and their perception of life is. All right, it has nothing to do with you. You can only control your perception. And yes, you're gonna have naysayers and people who come at you and give you bad vibes, but at the end of the day, it's up to you whether you'll allow it to affect you. And again, as a human, of course some things are going to hit home and are going to affect us and make us feel some type of way, but it's up to us whether we choose to allow it to affect us for the long run, or whether we just dust it off. Sometimes you really do just got to dust off some stuff, like some comments or just certain things that happen in life. Like, it doesn't need to garner so much attention or even so much of your attention. Like, it just sometimes it's really pointless. Like, a person, I could get some new Balenciaga shoes, okay? Got me some Balenci's on. And then somebody's gonna be like, oh, those shoes are ugly. I just paid like over $1,000 for these shoes. And you think they're ugly? Why would I not get offended by that? But, on the flip side, doesn't matter if they think they're ugly, as long as I think they're good, right? As long as I think these shoes are fly, that's all that matters. Their opinion should literally not matter to anything. And I know that's like a material thing, so it's kind of whatever, but this just goes for anything. This could be a physical appearance. Guess what? We were all born into our bodies without any control, whether, how we look. I mean, obviously, you out here just looking crazy. No, I'm just playing. But like, literally, you can't really control how big your nose is. Unless you get surgery, which I am not recommending to do. I think it's better when you learn to get comfortable with what you were born into, because you kind of take back your power. I mean, that's one of the ultimate lessons, is being comfortable with who you are naturally, right? Growing into and just learning to love yourself as you are, versus trying to change yourself or become someone you're not in order to fit into a society that you never were meant to fit in. And that's just the bottom line. People are gonna have their opinion, especially the general public, okay? They have all like a set of beliefs that honestly are kind of ludicrous when you think about it, but because it's the mainstream media's agenda, or whatever you wanna call it, or that's the opinion, it's everyone's opinion in a sense. I love free thinkers, okay? If you listen to my podcast, or many of my podcasts, you know how I think as far as when it comes to people. I'm very for individuality. I love when a person has their own perspective, their own mind. They view things differently. I don't want you to agree with everything that I have to say or everything that I believe, because that, to me, that honestly makes life a little boring. I like my life to be colorful. So I do like it when someone has an opposing opinion, or, you know, they think differently from what I think, because in my head, if we all think the same, we're a hive mind, and I'm not for that. You know, I want more diversity in like thinking. Is, you know, it should be okay if I wear a blue shirt and somebody hates the color blue and so they don't like my shirt. That should be 100% okay, because that's their opinion, right? But as long as I'm comfortable in this blue shirt and I like this blue shirt, that's what truly matters to me. And it should matter to you as far as, you know, with your own life and your circumstances and what you go through and how you view life. Like, it should only matter what you like, right? And of course, what God likes and what God is for, right? But seriously, people's opinions truly just don't matter, okay? We could talk about celebrities. I don't really want to, but a perfect example. I'm sure there was somebody, a rapper or singer out there who probably made trash music, but they didn't stop. You know, they continued to go. And somebody, you know, in their beginning stages of their career was like, yeah, you should stop singing, or you should stop rapping, or you should stop acting because you suck, or you're bad at this. You shouldn't continue. But they kept continuing and they kept pushing. And now, you know, they're a big celebrity and they make all this good money and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it just goes to show that, listen, on your journey, you're going to have people who are just there literally to stop you from moving forward. And they're going to do that however they can. That's their job. That's their mission on this earth, is to stop you from becoming who you are meant to become. And all a part of that is meaning you have to learn to love yourself and grow to love yourself. Listen, this is one of the ultimate lessons to learn. And I truly mean this. Learning to love yourself, learning to love God before anyone and everything else, and also learning to love your neighbors as you love yourselves. Okay, these are commandments. These are God's commandments. And they're hard lessons to learn, but they're beneficial for many different reasons, obviously. You know, love is, to me, the only thing that's real in this world. You know, everything else is kind of, it's the real smoke and mirrors out here. But love is an energy that's real, and it's a never dying energy. Obviously, there's some other energies out there that probably never die, but we're gonna stick to love for right now. And when you are in that loving energy and frequency and you're giving love, that's what you're gonna get back. So honestly, you probably won't even have to ever worry about a person coming against what you believe or think, because if you're not attracting that energy to you, you're probably not gonna get it, right? But let's be realistic, you know, stuff happens, and a person who puts themselves out there, you know, they're gonna come across enemies, or people who don't want to see them win, or people who just have their own negative energy. And you got to be very mindful that people project, okay? Humans love to project what they receive and what they feel onto others. So if you have a person who has like they're getting a lot of hate in their reality or in their realm, in their world, they're gonna project that onto everyone else around them, or project that onto someone else as, I don't know, a coping mechanism, defense mechanism, I don't know, but they're gonna do that in order to like throw it back. They're, you know, it's one of those things, like, you can't dish it, don't, you can't take it, don't dish it, don't dish it, don't take it. It's one of those things. But like, literally, you're gonna come across people who have that energy where all they want to do is project what they're feeling onto you to make you feel like they feel, right? And that it's a hard lesson to learn, but it's a real lesson. You just gotta kind of learn to ignore people. And I don't mean that like ignore someone talking to you, but I mean when the opinion is negative and it is there, therefore, like, meant to stop you in your tracks or make you second guess what you feel and what you know, ignore it. Don't allow no one to do that, because if they can have that much power over you, then it's not about winning, but technically it's like they win. And by they, I mean the enemy wins, because he's doing what he set these people up to do, which is to keep you in place or keep you down or to make you fall or stop you in your tracks. And we don't have time for that. It's 2021. We're all on this journey of moving forward, and we have to continue moving. So sometimes we just got to take people's opinions with a grain of salt and keep it pushing, you know? Not everything, again, garners our attention, or, you know, asks for our attention, or not attention, but our energy. Just kind of You got to be confident within yourself. And I know that's very hard for a lot of people out there because, again, I've been there. I've struggled with confidence for a very long time, especially, again, I'm going to be honest, it had a lot to do with my race. Growing up in a society that praises European features and just fair skin, lighter skin, you know, it was very hard for me as a young person because I was told that I wasn't beautiful. I was told that I was ugly or I was dirt. You know, you get all the little black jokes that go around, right? So, of course, growing up and getting all these things in school, it was gonna make me feel some type of way. And so in my teens, I definitely dealt with a heavy, just physical insecurities. Well, a lot of insecurities as far as my physical appearance goes. You know, it took me a very long time to look in the mirror and then see, wow, I am beautiful. I am the image of God. And I don't mean I'm God, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I was created in his image and his likeness. So, you know, he created me, he designed me, he put me together, and ain't nothing wrong with me. But anyways, it's just about building your own confidence, your own self-love at the end of the day, getting to a place where you truly love yourself to the point where whatever anybody else has to say about you, whatever they say coming towards you, as far as like what you're doing, what you got going on, it shouldn't matter unless it's, you know, constructive criticism and they're doing it to better you and make you a better person, you know, or to help you grow. That's the only time it should be received. But when it's literally just a person who just feels some type of way and they're trying to make you feel some type of way, ignore it, because it's not even worth it. Because listen, there's a lot of people like that. Just get on Twitter. You get on Twitter and people love projecting their negative vibes and their negative energy out onto others to make them feel the same way. And listen, those tweets be getting a lot of retweets. So there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way, obviously, but it's just crazy to think we do live in that type of society. So you have to be a little bit more guarded and a little bit more aware that people are going to say whatever they want to say and, you know, have their own opinions. And that's okay. They should be able to have their own opinions. I'm all for that. That's great. You think I'm ugly? Great. That's your reality. You know I'm not a 10 to everybody, but I'm a 10 to somebody, you know. And again, physical appearance, honestly, to me, it's the least. It doesn't matter at all. You know, I'm a soul person. If I vibe with your energy, with your soul, then that's beauty to me. But I know beauty is in the eye of the beholder, or whatever they say. And it's somewhat true, you know. Not everybody is going to think you're, you know, the shiz naive. Not everybody's going to think you're great, or not everybody's going to see your value. And they're not supposed to, okay? They're not supposed to see your value. You are supposed to see your value. God is supposed to see your value. Their opinion literally does not matter. All right, guys, that's all I got to say. I just wanted to get that off my chest because I have nieces, and sometimes they like to tell me about these little bullies out here that like to come at them and say all this stuff. And I always have to remind them of who they are and they're, you know, to be confident within themselves because, one, kids, teenagers, and even my generation, they could be a little ruthless and they could say some really just terrible stuff to just, you know, pinch a person's nerve. And that gets annoying. So, if anybody's out there struggling with the opinions of others, and it doesn't always, you know, have to be a negative opinion, obviously. It could just be someone is putting their little two cents in your life and you don't need that. Ignore it. Their opinion does not matter. Your opinion matters. What you feel, what you think is valid, and it should be respected by yourself. So whatever anybody else has to say, it really shouldn't matter to you. Now, I do want to bring up a different perspective on this whole opinion thing. And the only reason why is because just from a neutral standpoint, I feel that it's very important that we realize that not every opinion is a bad one, especially if it's coming from the inside of our worlds or whatever you want to call it. Like, for example, maybe a family member or someone that you're very close to, a good friend, they're telling you something, but it's there to help you, you know, improve you or better you in any way. Or for another example, let's say you're self-destructing. And somebody comes along and they tell you to slow down, or they tell you maybe you need to stop doing this or pull back from something. That is not always a bad opinion. In fact, those are opinions that should be welcome because they're bettering you. You know, they're trying to push you into the right direction or keep you in the right direction. Versus an opinion like someone saying, oh, they hate your color, the color of your hair. You know, that's not helpful. That does nothing for you but bring you down, right? But when it's something that is going to elevate you and lift you up or keep you in a positive headspace, or even, you know, make you think like, oh man, maybe I am messing up here and I need, it's, you know, constructive criticism, but not really criticism, right? It's more just constructive opinions. I know it's weird, but like literally, and I say constructive opinions are necessary for growth, you know. It doesn't really benefit us if we got a yes men around us all the time, right? Sometimes people need to be honest with us and tell us the truth in order to help us, right? So when it comes to all opinions, you know, not every single opinion is valid, but the ones that are coming from the inside of your circle, I say you should somewhat receive them. If you know that person has genuinely good intentions and their opinion is not to, you know, bring you down, but to help you elevate, then you should listen to it, because not every opinion doesn't matter. But mainly I'm talking about the opinions that come from people on the outside, those opinions that are very negative, and those people just have bad energy, and they're just trying to cast those bad vibes onto you. Again, we live in a society of projectors, so it's going to happen more than often. And maybe you're one of the lucky people who can escape all of that. That's great. But I'm somewhat on that energy as well. When I mean, like, I can escape most of that stuff, by God's grace and mercy, I have not received very much negative feedback from a lot of the things I've done, as far as like the podcasting goes and putting myself out there. But obviously I'm well aware that eventually one day that's going to happen. I'm going to come across people who don't care about they don't care about what I have to say, or they're going to be in their own, like, you know, everybody's gonna have their opinions, right? Not everybody's going to like or respect what I have to say, and that's valid. They should be able to think and, you know, go off whatever they want to do or say. But at the end of the day, I'm just more about good vibes, positive vibes. So I like to opinions shouldn't matter at the end of the day, you know, or we shouldn't have to accept everyone's opinion. I guess that's like the main takeaway of this whole entire podcast, is don't accept everyone's opinions, just the ones that are good for you, right? Or the ones that are going to better you or elevate you or help you get to a space that you want to be in. You know, but I only say that because there are people who think that everybody's just against them, and so whatever they say is bad. But that's not always the case. All right, guys, I'm out of here. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Learn to be confident in yourself. Learn to love yourself more, however, you know, you can. If that means you just taking care of yourself more, doing things to see yourself in a better light or a better standing with God. That was my self-love journey, was me actually getting closer to God. And then God, like, as I, you know, got closer to God, God revealed a little more things to me about just the beauty that was within, but also on the outside. Like, I started looking at my face and seeing just beauty in different areas. Like, just a little stupid example, but people used to say I have a big nose, right? And it used to get on my nerves. It used to bother me. Then one day I looked in the mirror and I said, my nose is completely fine. I think I have a beautiful nose, you know? And that didn't just happen, you know? That was something that God allowed me to see myself differently. It wasn't, and this is not no delusional, I looked in the mirror and then I just morphed and became, no, it was nothing like that. The beauty was already there, I just couldn't see it. And like, I had scales over my eyes, and then, you know, God said, no, you're looking at the wrong set of lens, sir. Let me show you something else. But it's just a whole thing. Self-love, physical self-love is obviously good, you know, getting your body together, doing all that, but it's what's really on the inside. Like, that's what really matters at the end of the day, you know. That and that just goes to show, people are gonna have the opinions of you based off how you look. That's the crazy part. They can't have any opinions on what's on the inside, because they literally don't know. I mean, you could look at a beautiful person and their soul could be black as night. Okay, listen, you don't know. You really don't know. You can look at I'm not trying to say ugly. When you look at a person who don't look too flattering to the eyes, and their soul could be so beautiful, so colorful, and so warm, but yet you would never know. You will never know. And that's why we should value ourselves and how we feel, because literally opinions don't matter, especially when it's about physical stuff. Whew, I wish we could all just grow out of that, honestly, because it gets tired. It gets tired. It's very three-dimensional, just being all about the physical appearance and how somebody looks and whether people, you know, deal with a person because they're, you know, gorgeous or not, whatever that means. But anyways, I'm out of here. God bless you. Remember, you are beautiful. You are loved. I love you. God loves you. Be confident in yourself. See your value. See your worth. Because listen, you are so valuable. Your soul is worth $1 million. It's actually worth more than that. It's worth so much. You just don't even know it. You guys be blessed.